from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Let's bring in our man, Jason Jones. Boy, he looks thrilled to be with us today. What's up, Jay? What's wrong, man?
I'm contemplating how come I'm not getting... If I knew the bar there, I'd have been like at the studio yesterday. If I knew that you had a bar.
It's not here now.
No, it was literally built.
That's kind of a bar. The counter bar ish.
Well, yeah, that's a bar, like a kitchen bar.
Yeah. There was an actual bar.
Yes.
Yeah, no, they only bring it in for parties.
I mean, Jay might have to pull up, though, man. Come on, come up 80, dog.
I asked
come
you if you thought we could get Jason Jones to come to Sacramento that week.
Come on, man, come up 80, dog. Come rock with us. What is that, a Wednesday? We'll do something afterwards.
I got my kids with work I got going on, you know. Am I going to be in California?
Bro,
write about us.
If you leave food at the house, the kids won't even notice you're not there. Just leave them enough food and they'll be fine.
That's very, very true. Very true. It's more a matter of, do I have to pick anybody up from school before I leave?
No,
type thing.
No, that's understandable.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, I don't want to be up 80 and then I get a phone call from, you know, CPS that my kid's been sitting at school.
We don't want that.
We definitely don't want that.
The 1,000th episode of D'Lo and KC is not worth that call.
I'm like, yeah, where are you at? I'm up in Sacramento and I'm lit right now. So can you put my kid in an Uber?
Turning this into JJ's kids. Just not baby.
Them kids survived.
Then I'll be coming up there asking for another job. I'm like, yeah, I got to kind of, you know, work off these legal fees.
Hey, go back to covering the Kings. Huh?
Come on back.
They don't want me back.
Did you guys?
They won't have me.
Speaking of, you guys didn't hear this, but are you familiar with what's kind of going on in society, so to speak, right? I was listening to Bill Simmons, cite my sources, and he talked about how his kid, who's like a teenager, he's like in high school or something like that, routinely gets into, there's another brand for it. It's not Uber, but I'll just say that for the sake of argument. And self-driving Uber, like, every day, takes them to practice, takes them to school, everything. And I guess down in LA, like, it's relatively common. Like, it's not even, like, people do this. They get in the self-driving car.
Uber. That sounds scary.
Yeah, and he was just talking about, like, we come from a culture where, like, yeah, it scares us, but the kid is like, it's whatever. Like, I'm getting in, I can text, I can do whatever. Do you guys, any of you guys taking the self-driving Uber?
No.
You taking the self-driving Uber to Chris Brown tonight?
No, I'm driving myself to Chris Brown.
That sounds terrifying. But they're doing it.
I mean, like, hypothetically, imagine, like, you're hanging out, you want to be responsible, you get, you know, you have, you know, a few too
couple
many
beverages, yep.
Yeah, and you call the self-driving effing Uber and you can't, imagine you take, some recreational vitamins and you get in the
Oh my God. Can't even tell them where you're going.
Imagine getting in a car. Hey, what's up, man?
And you flip out when you realize the car is moving and there's no one driving.
You talk about
fighting to get out the car.
Does that enhance the high or destroy the high?
I don't know. I'm intrigued but scared. Like that would be like that could be like the best way to get someone off the drugs. Be like, hey, we're gonna let you get high and call the self-driving Uber. You'd be like, man, I swear to God, I got so high the car was driving itself.
I ain't never taking them edibles again. I couldn't even see the driver.
Whatever y'all gave me, I never want that again. I got in an Uber with no driver, and it took me home.
John Cena was driving.
I actually saw one of those driverless cars one time, and it freaked, because I was like walking in a parking lot, and I see a car coming at me, and there's no one driving.
Somebody summoned it. Yeah. Now you can do that.
You know how crazy that is?
You can do it too.
I thought I was in a movie. Like, what the hell? There's no one in the car.
Nah, it's crazy. Waymo is the company that everybody in the chat is. Waymo.
Okay.
They're
I don't have that app, nor will I.
New York has a Uber-like company that's just Teslas or electric vehicles. It's like Green Lyft or something like that, and it's just... It's like they're all finding ways to be something different. Like you could create like the purple and gold Lyft where it's just Laker fans that pick you up and drive you around. Kenny tried to apply, but they wouldn't.
That's not true. Don't listen to these people, man. They always try to lump me with these sorry Lakers. Don't listen to these guys.
Hey, speaking of LA, your Dodgers get better?
I think so. They got a starting pitcher.
Yeah.
They just got somebody else right now. I just saw it pop up on the alerts.
When's
they
the deadline? 30 minutes?
Yeah, I think so.
Four?
Yeah. They got outfitter Kevin Kiermaier from the Blue Jays.
And they probably don't even need that guy. They do.
They need all the help they can in October.
Jesus.
See, Jason's real. Like, he knows what
it is. I am beyond the days of, they got a good record. No, you get everything you can and then some. Because I don't need to go through another Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, forgot how to hit for 2 weeks, and the 2 weeks happen to be in October.
When
I got to watch them go nuclear in April and May, I'm supposed to be excited. No, get everyone. Pour all the talent. I don't care.
Let me ask you this again. I think I've had this question for the last like 3 years. Thank you, Ramsey. For like the last 3 years, if they don't win it, does Dave Roberts come back?
I don't think Dave Roberts is ever leaving.
I don't think so either. If he hadn't been fired by now, he ain't going nowhere.
I mean, remember how long of a leash they gave Mattingly? Yeah. And it took, I don't remember what finally did it, but I mean, and Dave's better than Mattingly was. Mm-hmm. So it's like.
He's a good coach, a good manager.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just like, you know what? My grandkids will see. He'll be like Tom Millisort. My grandkids will see, Dave Roberts managing. Like, when I was a kid, that's the only manager I knew for, like, most of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, you other teams change managers? Like, why? I had Tommy Lasorda, my entire childhood, up through, a long time. So I figured that's how Dave is going to be.
That's how the Kings are going to be.
See Kyle? Brown. Is he Kyle Shanahan?
Maybe. So that's a good comp. Dave Roberts is a really good manager. I like him as a manager. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, they just can't get it done.
I don't blame him for last year. I mean, who could predict the two of the best hitters in baseball just decided to stop hitting? Mm. There's times where I was angry with him, and as I told a friend of mine, I wanted to fist fight him and Clayton Kershaw in the parking lot.
That's
aggressive. But I don't blame him. I don't blame him for last year. They didn't get him any pitching. Everyone knew they didn't have. I mean, when you're starting Clayton game one, I'm like, oh yeah, they're toast this year. Mm. Urias decided to be a criminal or an alleged criminal. I mean, things just Walker didn't come back. So I mean, I don't blame him for last year because the bats they had, the way they didn't hit is inexcusable. I mean, they had guys in scoring position just wouldn't hit. So, like I said, you know how I am with the Dodgers. Wake me around my birthday, because that's generally when they want to ruin my life. Literally. Jeez. I mean, they love to get eliminated right around my birthday. I have a birthday party. They love to get eliminated during my birthday, or when I'm on a flight and I land somewhere. Oh, they've been eliminated. Thank you. You haven't lived until Jason Thompson is at a practice talking trash to you because his team beat your team again.
What are you, a Phillies fan?
Yeah.
Can we point out what an incredible sentence that was? You haven't lived until Jason Thompson has talked trash to you.
Because if you think about it, it's Jason Thompson. And if you've been around JT, you don't think of him as a trash talker.
Right.
But God, he wouldn't leave me alone. I'm like, man, it's okay. I mean, I'm old.
Jason still won. He still want to fight JT over that. Like,
that was
you get. Yeah, no, it was, that was funny.
I got a list of people.
I think that was 2008.
Yeah, it was. It was a long, but it was a long time ago. It still hurts because Jonathan Broxton decided to, you know, be a piece of, you know what. Well, the worst possible time.
That's when J-Roll Jimmy Rollins took him to the gap.
That's when our all-star closer was afraid of Matt Stairs.
Oh, Matt Stairs. Well, Matt Stairs came into Dodger Stadium and just used it as a launching pad.
He came in there to hit one pitch. He was in there for one reason and he let him do it. Mm.
That's when me and Philadelphia used to get along. I remember those days.
Let's talk about happy things, though. I mean, you know, but yeah, let's talk about happy things.
What exactly makes you happy? Kendrick Lamar makes you happy. What else?
A lot of things make me happy. I mean, the Dodgers generally make me happy until October. Yeah. I mean, I like music. I like movies. I mean, a lot of things make me happy. We don't always talk about those things, you know, but a lot of things make – I'm not like a miserable person, you know. I just – you know, I get those flashbacks and I start feeling the pain, you know, when I remember I was literally at a birthday party watching the plane get lit up.
Well,
so I just kept drinking.
Well, let me ask you this. Does Steve Kerr's Team USA rotations, does that make you happy?
Yes, because Jason Tatum's not happy.
I knew he was going to say
that's beautiful.
That's a good call by Roxy. Mariah Carey makes him happy too.
Love Mariah Carey.
I don't know if I heard that story. I didn't know it was that deep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I just went to the concert. I bought two shirts and everything.
You saw her in Vegas.
Oh man, yeah. That's my girl too, Mimi.
I got the Mimi shirt and everything, man. Two of them.
They salute, man, because that's my girl, Mimi.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
she might be crazy as a Betsy bug, but.
Because she seen me at hip hop concerts. She could not believe what she was seeing. She was like, "You were like, I've never seen you." Like, she's like, "I don't make you this happy." I'm like, "Because you can't sing Butterfly." Pretty simple. I mean, it's different, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's one of my favorite things. Jason's love for Mariah Carey. But back to Team USA, you're enjoying Jason Tatum not playing and everything that's surrounding that. How about the way your boy is playing? At the age of 97, LeBron James still appears to be the greatest player on the planet.
Him and AD balling, and somehow Darvin Ham managed to get them into the play-in.
Well, there had to be slander somewhere, so let's just...
I'm sorry, that was unfair. Great human being.
Poor Darvin. Just chilling. Where's he at? Milwaukee right now? Milwaukee?
Yeah, minding his own business.
Still catches strays, you know. Hey, but yeah, LeBron is, I don't know, I don't think we'll ever see anything like him again. I don't
think so.
No.
This is just like not, I mean, like, what are we, like, this is between that and KD, you know, walked around like I had an old man injury for like 3 weeks and then like, gets on the court, like, I'm going to make everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I want to see Bogey play well because, you know, I like Bogey. But, you know, if we're going to get, like, 2017 Kevin Durant and LeBron's going to play like he's 30, I mean.
Well, that's the thing.
The only other thing that's weird is that why does Embiid look so lost out there?
I don't know what's going on with that. But you said, like, you wanted to see Bogey play good. You saw it. Like, they didn't play bad. It was just Team USA went crazy. The one thing we didn't talk about that I didn't notice it when it happened, and then the internet got a hold of it, gave you different angles, and slowed down the tape. Steph's three at the end was filthy. The guy was pointing at the bench. The ball still had like another 3 feet to go. He's pointing at the bench. That was nasty.
I say Steph is one of the most, he might be the most arrogant player I've ever seen in person.
Yeah, and he can back it up, though.
Yeah, and like I said, if he's not on your team, you probably want to punch him in the face. I said, remember back in the day, you could be able to, the media sat courtside. He hit a three on the Kings and turned around and started talking. And I remember the guys was like, man, we can't stand that mother. I'm like, what you going to do about it? And no, it's funny. No one thinks of Steph as a trash talker. Right. I mean, like the kind of the general fan doesn't think of it. Right. But then again, people don't consider Steph a small player. I'm like, Steph is not a little guy. He's not 5'9". Steph is like, you know,
6'4".
Yeah. You know, but I just think, you know, we still envision him as the kid from Davidson. Like, Steph's 36, which is wild to think.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Man. From that entire draft, is he the only one still playing?
Feels like it. Yeah. It feels like it. Who was the first guy of the year?
I can't think of it. I mean, Rubio's gone. Reek is out the league. Yo.
Blake, right? Was that Blake's year?
Yeah, that was Blake's year. Yeah.
Yeah, Blake's gone. Yeah.
Wow. Because
remember back in the day when you were 36, you were done.
Mm. Yeah. And it does not feel like Steph is even remotely close to finish.
No, it's about like, to get another contract. You know,
you should.
You look at that, 36, you know, KD's 30. There was a time when you were 35, it was over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, yeah, sign him to a contract. Why? He's, you know, give him a minimum deal. But these guys are, you know, making it hard for Tatum to get on the court, apparently.
Yeah, DeMar just signed a deal at the age of 35.
Mm-hmm.
That is just wild.
And everybody was happy.
Oh.
It wasn't even like, why we get the old guy? Like, no, we're on our way.
It's like your prime years are just so much, you know, that span of time is so much longer now. And even when you're not in your prime anymore, you can still be pretty damn good.
The other crazy thing about that thought process, too, is they enter the league younger now, too. So they enter the league younger. And their prime has been extended, you know, 3 or 4 years.
Unless Monty drafted you.
Well, no, Monty, you better go to JC and then play a graduate year as well.
Monty's the only one who drafts guys who can rent a car.
Drafting guys who can already drink.
Yeah.
That's the requirement, man.
Yeah.
But guy's been going to the bar for 3 years. He's like, yeah, that's a guy I want right there.
We get accustomed to these guys for so much longer now, too. And it's almost like, I don't know, is this the first time we're really kind of experiencing this? Like guys who, like LeBron is probably the first, right? Who didn't play in college or played 1 year. And now the technology and everything else like that. I mean, nobody's going to be Bron, but like Carmelo played a long, long time as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's just going to be more and more commonplace at this point.
Yeah, a lot of guys. I mean, think about how long KD's been in the league at this point. Mm. It doesn't seem like it's been that long. It's been like 16, 17 years now.
Mm. Yeah, he was 1 year at Texas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you look at guys like, I mean, even some of the guys who were retired, like Jamal Crawford played a long time.
I mean, Kareem did play to like 40.
40.
49. Yeah. The big guys could play for a long time.
Yeah, that it used to be only the big guys played a long time.
The guards and the wings.
Well, now it feels like the opposite.
Well, yeah, now it's
because like I'm not banking on Joel playing 10 more years.
That would be crazy.
Nah, like Mike Conley's still playing and yeah. Like Kyle Lowry signed and Kyle Lowry's still around. You know, the game has really shifted like that. You know, before, if you were a wing or a backcourt player, you didn't play. You weren't 37 starting. Mm-hmm. You were that guy on the bench, like, you know, good job, guys. You know, mm-hmm. If you got into the, like, think about, I mean, how the game is so different. Like when Mitch Richmond was on the Lakers in his late 30s. It was like he's just here in case something. Like now you would sign a Mitch Richmond and today you sign him at 36, 37.
Oh,
you might be him to like really play.
Yeah.
So I mean it's just a different ball game. And I was looking at some of those rosters from back in the day. Like remember when Tracy McGrady was at the end of the bench for the Spurs?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay, yeah, he's just here. But today's NBA guys like that, you know. They might, you know, they haven't been an all-star maybe 5, 6, 7 years, you know, but they're still in the league. Well, Vince Carter played that. He was like my age.
Right.
You know, right. You know, I think we got a few guys left that actually had sidekicks, you know.
And Dame, you say you can't imagine Joel Embiid playing another 10 years. I agree with you. I can't imagine Jokic playing another 10 years, but nothing's wrong with him.
He just doesn't want to.
I'm bored with basketball.
And at this point, any year Jokic plays, I'll be surprised. Oh, he's coming back to do this again? Man, he's really sticking around for this
anyone
job.
Ever, I almost wonder if it's an act. Does anyone ever say, because you can't be that good and not care.
No, he cares. I think he cares. We say this all the time, and I think it's real. Like, we all... Like everyone wants the Mamba mentality, right? Everyone wants to be Kobe because they saw how driven he was and how great he was. When in reality, we should all strive to be Jokic. Mm. Jokic appears to have the best work-life balance of any professional athlete in history. Hey, Nicole, you just won a championship. Congratulations. Yeah, I just want to go home. Like, he literally just finished his day at work and he wants to go home. It is the most relatable thing in history.
Yeah, he's like, man, playing in the June is rough. You know, I haven't seen my horses in a month or 2 months or whatever it was. Yeah, I mean, and people forget Kobe was crazy. Like,
yeah,
like he was like some. I mean, there's certain guys like him and like a Jordan. I mean, they were just like maniacal.
It's
like,
a sickness.
Elevator didn't go to the top floor.
Like, do you really want to be this obsessed? Do you really want to? Yeah. Do you really want to be like, you know, think about like that Redeem team, all that talent. They were like, oh my God, Kobe's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Here since 5 a.m. lifting weights. He's like, we're coming in from the club. He's like, where are you going? Going to go lift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not normal.
And that's why guys like him can't be a coach.
Mm-hmm. I love watching.
They get sick of the players.
I love watching that Redeem team, Doc, and they tell the story of Kobe and Powell.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, Kobe's like, he said he was going to run through Powell in the first play. And we're like, no, he's not. And then they show it. And I don't know if they added a sound effect or if that's really what it sounded like. But you just heard Powell's chest cave in. And Bosch's reaction is so funny. Bosch is like, yo! So
he
great.
Really did it. But there was a time in the NBA where that was normal.
Yep.
Did you hear the story, Jason, about what he did in training camp that year, the next year with the gold medal? So they played Spain in 2008. Mm. Remember, they got their ass kicked by the Celtics. The Lakers got beat by the Celtics. So first day of training camp, of course, is Jason's talking. Kobe gets there at 5. He hangs the gold medal in Powell's locker.
Oh yeah, I heard that one, yeah. Mm.
He hangs the gold medal in Powell's locker. Powell gets there. opens the locker, sees that, goes, yo, what is this? And he's fired up. He was like, yo, we got our ass kicked in June. You got your ass kicked in August. How many more times you want to be in second place? And walked away. Left Powell there cussing up a storm. Powell went on to have the best season of his career that year.
Yeah, I remember.
He has a unique way of motivating people.
It, you know, you almost wonder, even though that was only like, what, 14, 16 years ago, can you even motivate people like that now? Like, just, it doesn't, I don't know if you know, new generations are built for that. Like, you know, you say something like that to them now, they're like, oh, so you don't like me?
They're calling their HR representative and unfollowing you on Twitter.
They're like, okay, you're blocked. Who are the people who go through celebrity Instagram accounts to figure out who's on who they're not following?
I have no idea. It's got to be. They've got to be industry plants. Like, they've got to work for the.
When I'm up at 3 a.m. playing college football 25, because, you know, I have no life.
Well, you brought the link.
I never go, you know what? Who is Damian not following right now?
Kenny.
And then start searching and be like, aha, he's got beef with him. Like, whose job is that to, like, sit around and do that?
It's got to be somebody in the camps or at the record labels and stuff. Or,
leaks it to him. Hey, man.
And it'd be some obscure, like, not follows. Like, I wouldn't even think to check. Like, it's crazy.
They got rid of one of the other pastimes, right? Because can you still look at people's likes? Because that was the other thing people used to do.
I do remember that.
I don't think you can do that anymore. I think they got rid of it, but they would find Buddy Hield like the tweet of a Photoshop in a 76ers uniform. And
well, what that's really going to do is save people who like their smut on the internet. Was it Doc Rivers who got busted?
It was Doc.
it was Doc and it was Kurt Rambis too, didn't he? Didn't Kurt Rambis like something?
Yeah, it was Kurt. They didn't have a burner account.
Doc was on White Girls Gone Wild and was like, oh, I like this one.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, I was like, oh man.
Did you watch Clipped? Did we talk about that?
I watched Clipped, yeah.
Oh, okay. Man. Oh, that's right. You saw it before all of us saw it.
Yeah, he saw the whole thing.
Yeah, he saw it. Maybe you can provide insight as to why Doc Rivers came home while the riots were going on to yell at his white wife in his Clippers Doc Rivers warm-up jacket that he wore to the grocery store.
Yeah, like, why is he getting coffee in his warm-up? Like, what the hell? He's just up there buying fruit and vegetables dressed for practice.
I still think the dad had the best line. He was like, you come home yelling at your white wife for like you didn't know she was white when you married her.
It's like that was his day of reckoning. Like, wow. Wow. Look what you did to me. Yeah, it's like I love the dramatized stories like that. It was like, yeah, like all of a sudden in 92, like now you realize who you married.
They hit him like a ton
you
of
got your little got kids him. Running around. You're like,
what have I done?
And I think she was pregnant too.
I've let the race down. It's like, bruh. You got that's the dad. Man, he's all throwing fruit at the.
He starts throwing oranges against
the wall. That was crazy. That was absolutely ridiculous.
The best part about that is, where did that story come from? Because that wasn't in Ramona's podcast. So where did they get Doc Rivers?
The writer's room. That's got to be Doc. Let's add some drama to this because that was just wild. Like. It took the rise, and you're like, all of a sudden, you're mad at your white wife. Like, come on, man.
That was like, that was like, insane.
Doing here?
That was insane.
Yeah.
I don't know which was worse, the storyline or him wearing the Doc Rivers
shirt. The Doc Rivers shirt was way worse.
That was crazy.
Way worse.
You go to the grocery store and you just like see, like, I don't know, Trey Lyles wearing his warm up at Rayleigh's. Like, what are you doing, man?
It really exemplified how bad the Clippers are in Los Angeles, though, because it's not like a Laker can do that.
No.
But if you're a Clipper, you could walk around with your warm-up jacket on and, oh, no, go ahead in front of us.
That was a crazy aspect.
Like, you go to the store and, like, you know, Kevin Herter's in there in his warm-up. It's Starbucks. He's like, what? The bonus is, like, getting his car washed in his game jersey.
Oh, man. Hey, we were talking about, like, players, you know, playing at 35, 36 or whatever the case may be, and like how crazy it is, and you know, they're still playing, they're still being athletic. Well, in the Matthews Masters chatty house, Devin says the great Harrison Barnes is still playing. Sir, he's not 35.
He's like 31.
He's like 30, man, leave the homie here. God, that's uncalled for.
I thought that was hilarious because no, sir, he just turned 30.
Well, that 2031 pick swap is going to play till at least 39.
Oh man, come on, man! Yeah. You know that's why the Kings, that was a bad trade.
That might be a good pick in 7 years.
It was a terrible trade. Wouldn't have done the trade, Jason, because of the 2031 pick swap.
What if in 7 years the Kings are? I saw it like they just don't like them. I mean,
that's it. That's it.
For a pick swap 7 years from now, like by then De'Aaron will be what, 30 something?
Look, not only that, Bontemps said that was the best asset of that trade. Was the pick swap. The entire trade. DeMar DeRozan, second round picks, Harrison Barnes. No.
An 11-year-old that's playing right now is the best asset in that trade.
That come is on, awesome. Man. Some kid, 12-year-old in France is the prize. It's like, I just said, man.
And then Jason.
It's already bad enough we grade trades like the day of, but to kill them for a trade, but what if they don't make the deal and you find out because they didn't want to make a pick swap 7 years from now?
Yep.
Then it's like Monty's an idiot. Crazy.
Yeah.
The other, like, you're going to get fired over a pick you'll never make.
The other thing about that is I talked about it earlier. I was like, oh man, the pick swap and, you know, San Antonio could be great and the Kings could be bad. Yeah. What if the draft class is like it was this year? The number two pick couldn't even play damn near in summer league.
It's like, yeah, like the number two pick was at one point was like shooting 2 for 21 in summer league. And yeah, so I'm like, it's just crazy. I think people are obsessed with assets. Like they've got all these picks. Well, the pick don't mean a damn thing if you don't get the right guy. I mean, you can have 15 picks and take 15 terrible players. I mean, it
well,
just,
that hit a little too close to home.
That wasn't intended that way. Kings never had a bunch of. They never had assets like that. They never had the Oklahoma City. You know, we've got 15 picks in the next 6 years. Okay, what you gonna do with all that?
Right.
Like, you know, yeah, it's just it's wild, man. It's just wild. Yeah.
Jay, we appreciate you, my man. Thank you as always.
No problem. I'm about to jump back on Twitter and laugh at these, not laugh, but I guess read these NABJ Trump tweets.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I'm not going this year, so I'll be, they can have fun with that.
I don't know how that happened.
I don't either. And like I said, I'm going to be in California.
Oh, my man. Jason Jones. Thank you, brother. Dog.
All right, y'all. Catch y'all next week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man.
Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.